Welcome to Smart Parents, Successful Students podcast. I'm your host, Helen Panos. I run a tutoring company for K through 12 students who need help with reading, math, writing, study skills, ACT, SAT, prep, and more. My tutors work both virtually and in person. We specialize in really getting to know your kids and helping them thrive. I was a teacher and leader in a Georgia school system for 25 years. I saw what worked and what didn't. And there are definitely some gaps that teachers can't touch, which is why our tutors are so important. Teachers can only do so much. I'm here to bridge that gap between parents and teachers, to help your kids become successful in school and beyond. Everybody, and welcome back to Smart Parents, Successful Students. I'm your host, Helen Panos, and I have another guest with me today, and her name is Lisa. Now, I hope I pronounce it right. Reichelt?
It's a K sound, so it's Reichelt.
Reichelt. I guess I should have asked you.
That's okay.
So, Lisa, I know you are a parent coach. This is going to be an awesome interview. What parent doesn't want to get some good advice, right, from a parent coach?
Exactly.
And one of your caliber, and I'll let you talk to them about that in your background in a minute, but you are a parent coach for Champion Your Parenting, right?
Correct.
Is that the name of the company? Yeah.
Yes.
And I know I get your email, so I'm always looking at what y'all are doing, and I think it's great. There's some
Thank
really
you.
Good stuff there. And I know you're on LinkedIn and Facebook, and we'll have all those links, everyone, for you guys to just click on. But let me introduce Lisa. She is a parent coach at Champion Your Parenting. As an educator and mom of 5, plus a grandmother of 10, wow. I know you understand yourself, I guess. You understand you. Parenting is hard work, and you deserve support. And parents, she works with you guys every single day. and she meets with you right where you're at, no matter where you are, because everybody's at a different spot, knows different things.
Exactly.
And will partner with you to reach the goals and dreams that you have for your family, which is definitely A plus. Inspiring change, fostering connections, and transforming families. That sounds terrific, actually. And so I'm going to ask you to start off by telling us, what is your journey? How did you get to doing this, actually?
Well, thanks so much, Helen. I really enjoy helping families. It's been just a part of who I am from when I was a child. I grew up in a large family, and so the dynamics of having a lot of siblings and, you know, that whole community atmosphere kind of gets instilled in you. But as a young adult, I was a nanny, and then I also, after I became a nanny, I got married and had a large family of my own. I had 5 of my own kids, and
wow.
Just enjoyed all the dynamics of being a mom and making life happen for our family and creating that community. And I realized that I also was very interested in education. So I went back to school and got my degree to be a teacher and eventually to be a principal. And during the time I was an educator, so I spent almost 30 years in education. And during that time, as much as I enjoyed helping the kids to, you know, the lights go on in their eyes when they're learning stuff, I just loved that. But I also sat around the table so often with parents whose kids were struggling in school or struggling even at home, and the parents felt like they didn't know what they could do to help. And I, as the teacher or as the principal, didn't have a way to help the parents. And yet I thought that, oh, if I could just help the parents, I knew what a difference it would make for their kids. Because when you help the family life get better, the kids' life gets better, and things just start to fall in place all over. And so along with a couple of colleagues of mine who are also educators, we started this company, Champion Your Parenting. And our goal really is to assist parents in doing the best job. Nobody gets into parenthood by saying, oh, I think I'll just be a mediocre parent. Everyone wants to have the family that they dreamed they would have, you know? So
right. That's
what we're about, trying to get families to put together a lifestyle that's the one they dreamed they'd have when they had their children.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you know that between us, we have about 60 years of
Yeah,
education
yes,
experience?
yes,
Because
yes. It's phenomenal.
I have 25 in a big school system, Fulton County here in Atlanta, and then, doing this too, after I quote retired, didn't really retire yet, but
Yes. Isn't that true? Yep.
and then doing this business another three past my quote retirement. So yeah, and I really started this 8 years ago. January is an anniversary for my company. So
Well,
I did it while
congratulations.
I was teaching. I did it very part time and had only
Excellent.
one other tutor.
Wow. Wow.
And now we have 15 tutors
Excellent. Excellent.
and our nationwide too, and was able to roll out this podcast, and now I'm meeting all these wonderful people like yourself that I bring value. That's the whole goal in this podcast, is to bring value to parents, because
Right,
there's
right.
my favorite sentence about parents is they don't know what they don't know, which means there's a lot to find out and understand, and there's no way you're going to know it unless you go find it yourself, to be
For
honest.
sure. Yep. And
Yeah,
that's one of the things that we pride ourselves in being able to do is to help parents to really figure out what they don't know. And that's one of the things we do. We come in and we don't try to bring in a blueprint and say, here's how you should parent. We come in and we meet the parents and get to know them and then try to help them because we're coaches. We are taking what your skill set is and enhancing your skill set and trying to get you to use your skills so that they best serve your family.
Right, exactly. And everybody has different skill sets. That's true.
Exactly. Yep.
So is there one parenting skill that you promote that would help all parents to have more success raising their kids?
Yes, there is. There absolutely is. And it's really funny because it's very easy. And once I tell parents about it, they realize that it can be done easily, but it does take dedication to being consistent. And what we call it is one-on-one time. And so everyone knows that quality time with your kids is important, right? This is a little different from just saying we're going to have quality time. What one-on-one time means is that you spend anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes just with your one child. So it's a challenge if you have, like, I have five kids. So having one-on-one time each day with all of them would add up to a lot of time. And
Right.
so people with multiple children might find a way to kind of stagger that one-on-one time. But the unique thing about it is you want to make sure that that time has a designated start time and a designated end time, and that nobody interrupts it, and that you let the child decide or the teen decide what it is you're going to engage in. So if you've got a little one and they want to play Legos, you're on the floor playing Legos with them. And you're not letting your phone interrupt you. You're not letting other kids interrupt you. If your teen wants to watch YouTube videos with you, then you watch YouTube videos with them. But you give them your undivided attention. And the beauty of this one-on-one time, and everyone kind of at first thinks, oh, that's silly. But the beauty of it is it really communicates to your child that that time is theirs and they are precious to you during that time. And so what happens, and there's families who have started this as when their kids were teens and they never thought it would work. They rolled their eyes at me and they thought, oh gosh, there's no way my 15-year-old is going to want to spend, even 10 minutes alone with me. But the thing about it is after a time, that time becomes something that the teen or the child looks forward to and asks for. And not only that becomes a time when they share some of their deepest thoughts. Because they're so sure that that's a time that they've got you to themselves. And
Right.
so if I could go back, I didn't know about this when my kids were little. If I could go back, that's something that I would do. And in fact, it's something that I try to make happen. I have adult kids now, and I try to make not necessarily one-on-one time, but some special time like that with my kids as often as I can.
Cool. Do you do that with the grandchildren too? I know you have lots of
Yes. Well, I have 10 of them, so it's hard to get one-on-one time. They don't live in my town. They're a few hours away. So I don't necessarily get that one-on-one time. But one thing that I do make sure I do with my grandchildren is I ask them questions that require more than a one-word answer. Instead of saying, how was your day at school today? I will say to them, tell me a highlight of your day today. And so that is the same, kind of the same way of asking, how was your day? But it really makes them think. Or I'll say to them, tell me something that made you laugh today. And so I get much better answers and much better conversation with them when I'm asking them
Oh, that's a
questions.
good, I like that one. What got a laugh out of you today? I like
Yeah. Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Because then they're gonna go, nothing.
Nothing, right? No, it typically ends up being something that happened at lunch when another student did something that made them laugh. Yeah.
That's funny. That's cute. That's awesome.
A special message from Dynamis Learning Academy. We know how COVID changed the world. Parents have always worried about the summer slide, but now children will be battling the COVID slide this year as well. Dynamis Learning Academy will help close gaps in writing, math, and reading through tutoring and special workshops. At the end of the day, teachers can't do everything, but as a parent, you can reach out to us to help your child soar. Contact Dynamis Learning Academy at 770-282-9931 or go to our website at dynamislearningacademy.com.
So how can parents of teens start to fix their relationship?
You know, the teen years are so tough for parents. And part of the reason is that, when our kids are little, we spend a lot of time managing their lives, right? We take them places, we make sure they've got clothes and food and all that stuff. And as our children grow up, they don't want us to manage their lives so much anymore. But as parents, we are slow to make that transition from being their manager to being someone that they relate to. And so it's really important as a parent of a teen that you start to focus on the quality of your relationship with them. And so one of the things that we endorse for parents to do as just kind of a starting point to start repairing, if you're finding that your parent-teen relationship is really not where you'd like it to be, an easy starting point is these three hints. Number one, light up when they come in the room. And so show them by your face and even by your words that you're happy they're there. So, look them in the eye. Say good morning with a friendly voice. Or if they're just coming home from school, say, hey, I'm glad you're home. Glad you're home safe. But don't just let them come through without any recognition or without any of an idea that you are happy to see them. So lighting up, being excited that they're even in the room. And then the second is to really listen to them instead of talking at them. And that's really hard to do because as parents, especially our busy teens, the first thing we want to know is, okay, did you get this done? And do you have that done? And when do you go to work? And do I need to pick you up? And who's
Yeah,
coming to get you?
the
And so,
busyness of the day.
exactly. So if you reflect on, gee, what has my conversation been with my teen? And you find that everything has been about an organizational kind of thing, stop there and start to just listen more. Listen to what they have to say. And don't always give your advice. That's the other piece that parents love to do. A child may come in and say, oh, I'm so mad about my English teacher. They did this, this, and this. And right away, as a parent, we're thinking, okay, how can I fix this for them? Should I be calling that teacher? Can I, And instead, we need to empathize and say, oh man, that must really be a bother. Gal, what are you going to do? And so empathize, ask questions, give them the power to solve their problems.
Yeah,
So number
that's a great
two is
idea.
listening. And then the third one, and this one gets really tricky, is as our kids grow up, we get a little bit awkward about physical touch. And yet our teens, especially, as much as our little ones need touch, so do our teens. And yet they don't want a hug. And they oftentimes don't want to kiss goodnight or any of that. But we have to find ways to touch them. We have to find ways to give them a pat on the back, tousle their hair, a side hug, a high five, anything you can do.
Elbow. Oh.
Exactly. Anything you can do so that they can have that body contact, even sitting close to them on the couch when you're watching a show. But they need physical touch just as much as everyone else does. And so if you're intentional about making sure that you're offering physical touch to your teens, It, all of these three things are just going to set the stage. They're not going to fix your relationship, but they're going to set the stage for you to start making some inroads into having a better relationship with your teen.
You know what that reminded me of is when you're saying about touch. Since Taylor Swift has been in the news so much lately, her and Tiffany, I think her name is Brittany Mahomes, are good friends now, right? Patrick Mahomes' wife. And so they have this little, I guess I'd call it like a little cheerleading thing, right? Where they're doing this clap, clap, whatever, high five, elbowing, maybe something like that. And it's like kids will see that as, or teens will see that as fun.
Exactly. Yeah. You could create
But you're
some kind of
getting the
fun
touch.
Handshake. Yeah. Handshake. Yep.
Yeah. Like this little secret code thing or something that you're
Exactly.
doing as a parent.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
I just sat in a meeting today. So funny. I'm definitely going to have to send this to them. The people that were at my meeting were talking about two in particular. One's the director of the chapter. And she said, they go, well, we don't obviously know, especially if you have a seventh or eighth grader. We don't really know what we're talking about. You know, we're just adults that have been successful all our lives. And they're like, and then like she was saying, oh, my husband's a mechanical engineer, but he doesn't know how to do math. So she doesn't listen to him. Right. So I was laughing. So you said all of that. They like to push parents away around
they
really
sure do.
Seventh into eighth grade for sure.
Yes,
now,
for sure.
Nowadays, were you a principal elementary? I'm trying to remember.
I
If
was
you
a principal at a K through eight building and then
okay.
also a K through five building. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of experience with the middle school age, but I feel like my gift was definitely the younger kids, not so
Okay.
much the older.
Yeah.
In my role as a teacher and a principal, I wasn't excited about being a principal of the secondary schools.
They're a little more difficult, aren't they?
Well,
I think
it's a
the
whole different
problems.
challenge. Yes.
So how can these parenting skills that we've mentioned help kids be more successful in school?
Well, you know, the success at school is, if, and you'll ask any teacher this, and they will agree, success at school really, really depends on how secure and how well-adjusted the child's home life is.
That's true.
And so if you can make your child's home life a place of safety, a place of, and we're talking about not only safety in physical, you know, I physically feel safe there, but safety emotionally. They're emotionally cared for there. They're safe. They're secure there. Then they're going to go off to school with a different kind of confidence and a different kind of ability to cope, because we really want to raise our kids to be resilient. And we want to raise our kids to be courageous. I don't know any parent who wouldn't love those two values to be part of who their kids are. But
Right.
both those values, that resiliency and that courageousness, really harken back to what their home life is like. And if they are feeling safe and secure and loved and listened to and hugged and people light up when they come in the room, then they are going to go off to school feeling confident and courageous and being resilient in what happens at school. And so that really makes a difference. It's those soft skills that are so hard for teachers to teach, because they need the support of the home life in order for teachers to really make progress in teaching soft skills in the school setting.
That's true. And a lot of them don't know how to do that anyhow, almost, you know, and there's not enough counselors out there to do that either.
Exactly.
For what's going on, especially in today's world, where there's a lot more of that that's needed. You know, more moms are working too, and the dads both. So that means less time. I mean, my mom was home a good bit of it. She worked a little bit, but I mean, that really does make a big difference. I mean, if I sit back and look at that, I'm not saying women shouldn't work, they definitely can and should. But yeah, it does reduce the amount of time you have to do these skills and to, you know, check in with them. What I find is some of my dads are doing this. I find this really cool. You might want to, you might have heard of this. They do like weekly meetings, like on a Sunday. And then they sit around, especially it's the ones I find that have all girls. But it's smart because they're not just talking about academics. They're talking about everything. Like what happened this past week, especially if they're traveling, let's say, and they're just in on Friday. Like my husband would have been traveling Monday through Friday. So how's he really knowing other than what I'm saying what's going on with our children, right? So how do you check in with them? That's how a dad can do it, is, you know, have a Sunday night meeting. Maybe it's around something fun of an activity too. And then you ask them, how's academics? What happened this week? You know, anybody bothering you? How about guys? Talking about relationships with girls. All of that. So I really like that, because it's more, it seems to be the dads that have the corporate, they have the corporate jobs mentality. I think they get that training or whatever from corporate.
Well, and they understand some of the leadership skills, because really being a parent is being a leader.
That's
and
true.
So if you know leadership skills and you can apply them at work, then you oftentimes can also apply them in your home life successfully.
And they also have whiteboards in their homes. I've never seen that until like the last couple of them. I noticed that they have whiteboards in a very organized, structured, quiet place with the markers there in the middle. I'm just giving our audience some ideas.
And you know, when I talk about that one-on-one time, more often is better than less often, but never isn't good. So if you can only do it once or twice a week, that's way better than saying, no way I could do this every day. But even having a touch point like that a couple times a week is going to make a difference. And and your kids will learn to expect it. Like you mentioned, the dad who has the Sunday meeting, you know, those kids know that on Sunday, they're going to have dad's attention. And if they've got something they got to bring up, that's going to be a time when he'll be able to be there for them. That's better than never having a Sunday meeting.
So, right. And I would think they would look forward to that, actually. Especially if, let's say, the dad travels or something and they don't see him very often. Or like my dad was working in the restaurant business, right? So we know those hours are crazy.
Or you know, the thing about being a two working family, two parents working, is that there's also been a change in that fathers are helping out a lot more in parenting than they did back in the day when mom was home parenting and dad was off to work. They didn't share the parenting as much. So now that parenting is being shared more, it's a good time for you to evaluate and be intentional about how you're parenting, and take some of these skills and put them into practice in your family, and just see what a change it can make in the atmosphere and the environment in your home.
And you know what? It just hit me that not only does it help the child, it helps the mom too, the wife, right? Because she see it, it's a role. It's a, hey, we are coordinated. We do know what's going on. We do talk. And so it's a united front. And I, as a woman, would feel very supported by the fact that he's doing that. It's a role model thing. So it's modeling to the kids. It's terrific. It's a great idea. And this father does goals and everything. He obviously got that through corporate. So what's your, what would you like, parents to do? Is there, I think you have a call, right? That they can,
Absolutely. We have a free call for anyone who's interested in finding out more about parent coaching, and you can sign up at championyourparenting.com/meet. And just pick a 30-minute slot and have a chat with one of us about parent coaching. We talk a little bit about what's happening in your family and then see if we're the right fit for helping you out. But then also we have a program that's especially for parents of preteens and teens. And it's called Strong Family Ties, 90 Days to Fix Your Parent-Teen Relationship. And it's a hybrid, really, of coaching time as well as online resources. So there's videos, and the videos are short. We know parents are busy. They're less than 10 minutes long. You can listen to them or you can watch them. And then there's supportive materials to go along with the video lessons. But then also there's group coaching and one-on-one parent coaching for the actual parents. All of it's very flexible. We work with your schedules. We understand we're working with parents who don't have a lot of time in their day, but we don't want them to neglect their most important job, which is raising their family correctly. Because the years of going to work are going to continue, but as the years pass by, your kids grow up and then they leave your house, and your chance to make an impact may be gone.
Yeah. Probably are pretty much gone. I mean, you won't get those years back anyway.
Exactly. So make the best of it while you've got them with you. And you can do that by getting help. You know, parent coaching isn't something that people are real familiar with, but they are familiar with life coaches or with hiring a personal trainer or that kind of thing. And so parent coaching is much the same thing. You know, we don't know how to exercise correctly to do everything we want to do to get our body healthy. So we get an expert.
Right.
Well, the same thing with parenting. Your kids didn't come with an instruction manual. And so why not get some expert help?
And there's a lot more out there to deal with than when my parents were raising me and your parents were raising you.
Yes, for
so
sure.
So it's nothing to be ashamed about or go, oh, gosh, am I the only one that this is happening to? No.
No, it should be a point of pride. Just like if your friend comes to you and says, oh, I just hired a personal trainer. Your response is, oh, good for you. You must think that you must really value your health and think that it's important. Mm-hmm. And if they come to you and say, I hired a parent coach, automatically we think, oh, what's happening at your family? And I want people to think, hey, good for you. You must really value your parenting. You really want to do the best job possible. That's why we call our company Champion Your Parenting. We want to help them all be champions.
That's cool. That's very nice. I like it. So, well, thank you very much for
joining me. You're welcome.
Thanks
for inviting me to be on.
It's awesome. And all the links will be on the podcast notes, everyone.
Excellent.
So that you could just click on them. And, you know, I'll probably have Lisa back on a Facebook Live. I do Summer Lunch and Learn series from May to September every week. So I usually go back to my podcast guests and ask some of them, because I think this is a very important topic that we can delve more into. We could talk about this forever.
Right. You are right.
Well, thank you, everyone. And I hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Smart Parents, Successful Students podcast. I hope this episode has been insightful and inspirational. Wherever you're listening, be sure to go ahead and subscribe to get the next episodes and to join our email list by going to www.dynamislearningacademy.com/podcast/. Also, it would warm my heart if you reviewed the podcast on Spotify and shared it with your community. And remember, I believe that every child would benefit from getting extra support outside the classroom, whether they are struggling or are part of an advanced or gifted program, because teachers just can't do it all. Please connect with me about our K-12 tutoring, SAT or ACT prep classes, and writing workshops to help your child excel in school. I can be reached through email at helen@dynamislearningacademy.com or by phone at 770-282-9931. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.